Hour number three, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, the game here on this Wednesday. Hope you're having a great day so far. He's Big Joe. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos. Coming up Saturday at Floyd Stadium down in the borough, the Blue Raiders of Middle Tennessee open their season against the Govs of Austin Peay. We say hello now to our man Derek Mason, head coach of the Blue Raiders. Coach, I know you are ready to kick the ball off and get another season going. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Chase Big Joe, man. Good to see you. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, absolutely. Austin Peay comes in here, good team, going to give your team a good test to start things off. But what are some things you've seen out of your squad through camp and practice make you feeling good going into this season?
Well, we just try to put days together. I thought this group has done a really good job of just working on the things that we talked about, you know, how we want to run the football, how we want to play defensively, being able to be physical on special teams. These are things where, you know, coming off of last year, man, we had to bolster this roster, gather some playmakers, bulk up on the fronts, and just get better in the trenches fundamentally. So these are the things that you're looking for in a first game. You're trying to clean up, you know, any issues, man, that may have been things that sort of hindered us. And I want to see how calloused we are in terms of the ability to play four quarters of football. So this Austin Peay game is going to be a great first test for us.
You know, you talked about bolstering the roster. The offensive line in particular, I know, was an area that you really wanted to address. Because, like, I watched Nick Vadiato. You give him time. I mean, he's going to make some things happen. How much have you been preaching that to your guys through practice early on this year?
Well, I really haven't had to preach it a whole lot. I think they know. I think Nick's got a body of work where they understand that, you know, when he's upright and when he has a chance to have time or feel protected, you know, he can be surgical. So, you know, like the thing that this group has done, I think they've spent more time with each other. Nick with his offensive line and then with him, you know, just trying to, you know, understand, you know, what makes like that group tick. You know, they've got to be synchronized. They got to be on the same page at all times, whether we talk about run game and protections. And that part of it is truly seems to be, you know, where this group is grown. I mean, in a short amount of time, it's about chemistry. And so the chemistry's been good. They've worked at it every day. They've taken it, you know, from the classroom and off the field to now this ability to put it on the grass, and we get a first opportunity versus Austin Peay to let it go.
We're talking MTSU head football coach Derek Mason on the Chase and Big Joe show. Coach, I'm excited about a guy on your defense who I think might remind you of you when you were in college, Alex Mitchell. I mean, the guy just makes play. He made plays at Chattanooga. He's got the green dot. I mean, the guy is a hell of a player. Am I far off when I'm saying I see a little bit of you in this guy? I mean, this guy is fiery.
Well, I'll tell you what, he's a better player than me. I think the things that I see in Alex are like exactly that. You know, when you watched this film a year ago and we went after somebody. He had all the attributes. He knew how to command. He knew how to play the position. He plays with this veteran savvy. He makes plays, and that's all he's done since he's been here. He showed up every day. Him and Parker Hughes have actually developed a strong chemistry and bond between those two. Generally, you know, you're trying to see, you know, if there's going to be some friction between who's the alpha, but I think they complement each other. You know, like they're different players, but they like the same things. And so with that, to have, you know, Alex and Parker, and then looking at, you know, Muez Byard and Corey Smith, this is a linebacker room that I think is poised to have a great year. They challenge each other. They play hard together. But Alex has turned out to be a glue guy. He's something that we needed. And I think he's going to push us through the season for sure.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this, Coach. You take on an Austin Peay team when they've got so many guys, 50, 60 new guys in there. How do you game plan for a team when you've got that much turnover? It's the same for Austin Peay with you guys, but specifically looking at you to Austin Peay, how do you prepare for a team when you really don't have a lot of film on them?
Yeah, they've got good coaches. I mean, obviously their defense coordinator was at Tennessee Tech a year ago, and obviously we saw what last year's game turned into. I mean, I think different places, different football teams, right? But I look at them offensively, and they do a great job. They've done a great job of, you know, getting personnel, making that personnel, you know, men work. Their schemes are extremely good at exposing, you know, defenses, whether they're going four strong or whether they're going empty, you know, like the zone read game. So I think there's going to be challenges not knowing their personnel that we're going to have to adapt and adjust to. That's the game of college football now. So, like, for us, it's been about, okay, how do we want to play? Okay, how do we deploy our schemes? The fundamentals have to show up, and we're going to have to score points, and we're going to have to play great defense as well as good special teams to Saturday when we show up versus Austin Peay.
What do you need? We ask this every year. What do you need from the Blue Raider Nation Saturday at 6 o'clock?
Hey, man, we need them to show up and show out. Hey, man, this is a wideout game. Never done before. This is the 111th season of MTSU football.
Wow.
Blue Raider football, that's crazy. Okay, and this roster has 111 players on it.
Ooh.
So team 111, okay, in their 111th, we need this night to be special. We want it to be special. Let's feel Floyd. Let's have a great time, and let's make sure that it's unforgettable.
How have the new facilities been? Are you all moved in?
Hey, moved into the new digs, and let me tell you something. It's incredible. Everything about the SAPC is fantastic. I mean, this, you know, Student Athlete Performance Center is, you know, top of the line in terms of what it provides for our student athletes in the classroom, outside the classroom, recovery, strength and conditioning. It's an amazing facility that's attached to Floyd Stadium. So when you come out, you get a chance to see it. You'll see the lighting. You'll see the ambiance. You'll see the ribbon boards, everything that a game is supposed to be. It's going to be a great adventure for us on Saturday as we break this thing in and kick it off, as the Blue Raiders kick off the college football season. So I'm excited.
How much of a I don't know if this is even the right phrase to use, but a game changer, but how important those type things are to a program. You've been other places, you've seen what they have or what they don't have, but this state-of-the-art facility, beautiful new facility, how big is that not only to your program but to athletics as a whole at MTSU?
Yeah, I think it's big for the Middle Tennessee community, you know, the corridor, right, the middle of this state. This fits who MTSU is. I mean, we're one of the largest you know, public institutions in the state. When you look at like the investment on the academic side as well as the athletic side, this place is continuing to grow. It's a phenomenal sports venue to come to, and what they're investing in. When you come over here to Floyd Stadium and you get a chance to see, you know, what the renovations have really yielded for us, I think you're really going to, you know, start tying into Blue Raider athletics, from tennis to football. What's getting ready to happen with the Murphy Center, what's happening on that north end. It's going to be an exciting place to be. So invite fans to come out. Phil Floyd, the wideout, 6 p.m. Let's get it.
What, speaking of excitement, Coach, one more before we let you go. What excites you about this team in 2025? I know now you put your stamp on it. Last year you were coming in. It's kind of rough. We understand that. But now you got some guys in place. You're now going to your second year. What excites you about this Blue Raider football team?
The consistency, right? I think from year one, or like to year two, not a lot of turnover. In staff, schemes have remained, but they've been refined to fit our athletes. We've been able to bring in, you know, man, guys who fit, you know, with the 49 guys that we retained in this process. And I believe that this is truly like the beginning, like for us. I mean, last year we had to work towards building foundations of what we wanted to do, and now it's the speed of trust. These guys trust, you know, what we're doing, and now what we got to do is just, you know, show Blue Raider Nation and everybody else exactly who we are and what we planned on doing. So we get a chance to kick it off. I'm excited.
Let's go.
Coach, Joe and I want to know if you'll let us design a play for you and if you will actually run that play at some point.
If you can design it and get it to me by 6 p.m. today, you got a chance.
Okay. How do you feel about the wing tee? Because that's where we're going.
Hey, you know what? This is what I can guarantee you. We won't be running that.
Yes.
That is the perfect answer. Coach, we're looking forward to these talks with you and also the game on Saturday and the whole season. But best of luck against Austin Peay.
Thanks, guys. Let's go Blue.
Absolutely. Coach Derek Mason joining us here on the program. They will take on Austin Peay coming up on Saturday. You can hear that game on Totally Hits 93.3 and all the coverage with Chip and company, including Big Joe. Get underway at 4:30 again on Totally Hits 93.3. So looking forward to that. And we'll be on the trip headed to Wisconsin. So he doesn't like the wing tee. So
he does. Okay, well, then you know that. We can work on that. We'll figure something else out. The Fumble Rooskies always.
Although
they banned that. By the way, the last two seasons, the opening game at Middle have been delayed for hours by weather. I mean, hours and hours. The game against Murray State in 23. The game against Tennessee Tech last year. Delayed. Please, Lord, let them play Saturday night. Let's have a nice crowd down there. It's going to be a beautiful night for football. Come out and experience that and see this. It'll be a lot of fun. So we'll have the Austin Peay coach on tomorrow at 1:45 with us as well. So football's here. I love our backyard. I love what goes on in our backyard with our schools. So we're really excited about the game on Saturday night.
So we're looking at a high of 88 during the day, low of 62, beautiful football weather. Clear to partly cloudy, winds northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Look at you, Chase. Weather and traffic at the top of the sevens.
So I think we'll be okay.
Good.
5% chance of rain, so should be good.
Okay.
Should be good in the borough, should be good on West End, should be good down in Atlanta.
What are you
under
doing
a dome.
Saturday?
I'm sitting at home watching football all day. Listen, I'm just going to – I'm. You told me – I saw D-Mac on Saturday. He told me the same thing like a long time ago that eventually I would get tired of going to everything.
Yep.
I am now at that point where I'm tired of going to everything. I just want to sit at home and watch football. I don't want to go anywhere. I'm at that point in life.
I'm going to pull a fire alarm at your house at 11.
I will look around. I will go.
No, we're good.
Yeah,
so. I don't blame you, man.
Oh, a fire alarm. Is he living in an abandoned school?
He does.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Come on, Joe.
Yeah, so I'm just
Have you not seen the school he lives in? Huge.
I've heard of the palatial estate. I assume this is the palatial estate. Okay. Yeah.
Just pull a fire alarm and pull out of there, and you don't see anything that goes on. But, no, I mean, you talk about game from 11. I mean, we're all going to watch the Corso tribute Saturday morning. And then 11, it starts, and then it's all day, and then, of course, middle at 6. I mean, it's just – it ought to be a damn national holiday, how great Saturday is going to be. I mean, it really is.
It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. There's a new person trolling us on the text line, and I'm trying to figure out who it is, but they're pretending to be Adam in Portland and Kenny the Mailman.
I guarantee you it's Kenny the Mailman.
I don't think it's Kenny the
Mailman. No, it's not. You know what it is? It's that David Janes.
It might be. I don't know.
There he is right there. Yeah. I don't think it is.
Is it you, David? We'll see. Appreciate Coach Mason for joining us. We'll get back into the Titans and all their moves that they made today. Chasing Big Joe, presented by the Omni, 102.5 The Game. Looking Glass.
Correct.
Is that right? Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday.
It's official, Chaser.
What's official?
The practice squad.
Oh, yes, it sure is. All right, Dr. Crane, we need like some exciting music for the practice squad because I'm gonna really just give this all it's got today. I saw this on Twitter. The Carolina Panthers have signed quarterback Hendon Hooker.
Good for him.
So he lands with the Panthers.
Good. Stay in the league as long as you can, man. Good for Hendon Hooker. Maybe that, like Dan Campbell said, a change of scenery might do you some good. So good for Hendon Hooker.
So transactions earlier today from the Titans, let's recap these real quick. They have signed defensive tackle Shy Tuttle and then acquired via waiver claims cornerback Jalen Armour Davis from the Ravens, Linebacker Dorian Masai from the Vikings. Defensive lineman C.J. Ravenel, who will change his name to Titanel from the Ravens. And then a cornerback Samuel Womack III from the Colts. They released center Corey Levin. They waived defensive tackle Timmy Horn, linebacker Curtis Jacobs, cornerback Gabe Judy Lally, and offensive lineman, that was hockey, offensive, John Ojukwu. So that has been done. And now the practice squad. Hit it, Dr. Crane.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Tennessee Titans practice squad. Defensive back, Kendall Brooks. Yeah. Defensive tackle, Cam Horsley. Running back, Jamar Jefferson. Wide receiver making his 19th appearance on the practice squad, Mason Kinsey. Nose tackle, Isaiah Rakes. Wide receiver, Xavier Restrepo.
Good.
And offensive lineman, Andrew Rupchich. Signed to the practice squad exemption. I don't know what that means. Defensive end, Ali Gay. Running back, Jordan Mims. Signed to the practice squad as a veteran. Cornerback, Amani Orwari. No, it's not that one. Wide receiver, James Prochet. Quarterback, Trevor Siemian. Defensive lineman, Carlos Watkins. And signed to the practice squad, International Thomas Odokoya. So that is your Titans practice squad. I like that music, by the way. That's good.
Sounds good. I'm trying to look many of these guys up as I can, as quickly as I can.
Oh, well, most of them were here. I think all these guys were the ones that were here.
So Ali Gay is a linebacker. He's 6'6", 270.
He's a defensive end.
Ah, okay. They got it wrong here on the list. Okay, defensive end. It's a big boy right there. So, yeah, there's some guys, and then the only one.
So, they got two more spots that they could fill in the practice squad, because I think you get 16. They got 14.
Okay. All right.
And Corey Levin, Terry McCormick and others reporting that Corey Levin probably goes to the practice squad, and then Judy Lally probably would, too.
As we brought up earlier, that's $13,000 a week minimum they make being on the practice squad.
Yep. So, that's the latest with the Titans roster moves. Again, I don't think they're done because there's still going to be moves across the league.
Right.
There's free agents that they could add. So, you know, they could hypothetically do more.
Now, is Restrepo living with Cam Ward?
I don't know.
Cam's like, hey, man, you got that rent money now? He made the practice squad.
Hey, dude, look, we've talked about this. I'm not trying to be a jerk, but you left your cereal bowl in the sink again. I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot to just wash it off and put it in the dishwasher.
Right. I wish my best friend was the number one pick in the draft and had all that. But good for, you know, good for Restrepo.
Would that not be like a funny television show? One was the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. The other, a practice squad.
Right.
Undrafted free agent.
I'm sure that's been pitched in Hollywood at some point, and they did something along those lines. That'd be fun.
Probably not.
What do you do with your hands? Do you have that one too?
Why are you holding your hands like that?
I'm trying to get a question in here.
Well, then ask the question. Don't, no, I'm just saying, like, you look ridiculous.
I love this because now they're getting that same thing up in New England right now. Did you see the one last week where somebody asked him a question? He's like, was that a question? Are you asking me? Are you telling me? How do you want me to answer that?
About carrot cake for his birthday or something like that?
That was another question that went on, yeah, as well. He did some video about his birthday. Vrabel walks in this conference room, and there's a carrot cake there, and he's all so excited. I'm like, this guy does not care about this video or about his carrot cake. Poor guy.
Okay. I have to read. All right. Mark Schlereth. We're all familiar with him,
yeah.
Right? Okay. So he quote tweets this quote from Urban Meyer that says, Shedeur Sanders isn't just a player. He's an empire. If I were an NFL coach, I'd build the entire team around him. People may not like the spotlight and flashiness that comes with him, but I've seen enough to know this is the guy who will lead a team to greatness. He doesn't just play the game, he changes it. That's Urban Meyer.
Thanks, Urban.
Mark Schlereth says, this may be the single worst analogy in the history of football. He then says... I clogged the toilet at the Broncos facility in 1996, and that dump in the toilet lasted longer than in the NFL than Urban Meyer. Oh, yes.
That is awesome. Mark Schlereth.
Why would Urban put that out there?
Because he's just trying to stay relevant. It's just like, I don't know. It's why I've jokingly said the term hot take is banned, because I'm just tired of just throwing things against the wall to see if it'll stick. And it's like, have an opinion, have a conversation, whatever, but like just dumb stuff like that.
Whew. Now, when the Browns team is 2-7 at some point, yeah, put him in there and see how he could do. Look, I don't know anybody's rooting against Shedeur Sanders. I don't know anybody.
No.
If you are, that's fine. You're wasting your time. If he goes out and be successful, that's great. Good for him. Good for that young man. Good for the Browns fans. That's fine. But not until you do something. That's like Cam Ward. I mean, I need to see something. You've got all the accolades and the honors. That's fine. Let's see you do it now on Sundays. That's all that matters. What you did in college does not matter now. It's about Sunday.
100%. Terry McCormick with an interesting take on Mason Kinsey. I know how this is going to play out. 3 more years in the practice squad with call-ups here and there, and then the Titans will just make Mason Kinsey a member of the coaching staff.
Getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. Beats working in the corporate world.
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
That is very true. So that is your latest with the Titans and the practice squad. We'll have more coming here on Chasing Big Joe, including Tom Brady has won again.
Again. It's amazing.
We will discuss that. Coming up next, Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Wednesday. That's some Hall & Oates. Feeling good on this Wednesday. Tom Brady has won again. Did you know what he's won?
Yeah, it's crazy.
He can
man.
Go in the production meetings now and meet with other teams. He was unable to do that last year because of a rule that, since he had part ownership of the Raiders, even with his duties with Fox, he couldn't do that because of competitive advantage. But I guess they've changed their mind.
The NFL's relaxing some of its restrictions surrounding Tom Brady and his role as a Fox broadcaster, allowing him to attend those production meetings. He's a partial owner of the Las Vegas Raiders. When a broadcast crew meets with that game's head coach, key players, he'll have to do it remotely, that he'll still not be allowed to attend practices at team facilities. Brady will be allowed to interview with players off-site, the source said. His contract at Fox, 10 years.
Yeah, he's making more doing that than I think he did as a player.
$375 million. Now, some of these restrictions had been lifted for last season's Super Bowl, which Brady was on the Fox broadcast and allowed to attend production meetings for that game. Among other restrictions on Brady last season were prohibitions on publicly criticizing game officials and other teams being subject to NFL's anti-tampering policies. I mean, he gets there and gets to do things and gets extra information and to call the Raiders and say, here's what's going on. I mean, come on. You know he does it. Right?
I guess.
Mark Davis called. What'd you learn, Tom? I didn't learn anything. Yeah, what'd you learn? A little tidbit. You know what? Come on, man. It's advantages.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to cheat, you actually should probably win. If you're going to do that.
Yeah,
so
right.
So if he gave them competitive advantages last year, I don't think it worked.
I mean, yeah, right? I don't know what goes on, but he's put himself in that situation by doing that, and I really don't think he wants to call these games. I think it's kind of out like, oh, I got to go do this. It's not like,
I don't think he does it the length of the contract.
No.
I mean, he did fine. Like, I think a lot of people were...
Yeah, a little bit better. But I still like... Why is everybody banging on Romo?
I don't know. I liked it, too. I liked it when he predicted plays.
He did it nonstop. And then it came out that Nance wasn't really a big fan because things he... I mean, I just thought... I thought their production was clean. And that's what I want out of an NFL broadcast crew, a clean production. I don't mind that.
So, it's our daily chase watching the Cowboys documentary update. So I'm watching last night, and it's the episode, it's called The Blow Up at Valley Ranch. So it's when Jerry fires Jimmy, and are they mutually agreed to part ways, whatever. And so with all of this, you may remember going into the 94 season, Fox, and Jerry was a big part of this, sniped CBS and took the NFC games.
Right.
And that's when Fox came in. Well, do you remember who they hired for the studio show?
I do not.
It was Bradshaw, Howie Long, and Jimmy Johnson.
Okay.
And so they Jimmy, you know, is a part of it, and like Switzer's talking about, well, Jimmy's going to criticize, you know, and he did. He kind of criticized Barry a lot and the Cowboys and stuff, and but anyway, the reason I bring that up is they did a good job because you had a guy that just won a Super Bowl as a coach. Howie Long had just retired. Bradshaw had been out a little bit. I think he had been with CBS, and they brought him in. But now you think about it, like Howie Long and Terry Bradshaw are still on the Fox pregame show,
mm-hmm.
which is fine, but I think you need more of these guys that are recently removed from the game because the game has changed so much. Like, that's why, like, stop hating on Romo and Brady and these guys. It's like, I would rather have them than guys that haven't played the game in 30 years.
Well, I mean, who's out there that you would get? I mean, Sean McVay will be great. When he gets over the Rams,
coaches,
he'll be great.
I can see Pete Carroll doing it. I mean, granted, he'll be older, but he'll be just removed from the game. I think he'd be good. I think somebody will try to get Andy Reid when he's done. I don't know how good Andy's going to be at it, though.
Show me one better than Sean McVay.
Sean Payton was good at it the 1 year he did, or
it's
2 years,
bad,
whatever.
But McVay was such an innovator with
McVay
the passing
game. McVay will be really good.
But Matt Stafford?
I think Stafford would be good at it. I think he'd be fine. Let's see. Who's doing it right now? What do you think of Matt Ryan?
It's okay.
I think he's better in the booth.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like three-man booths.
No, I don't either. I think that's to protect the young guy. Like, Greg Olsen's really good.
Who was it Ryan Tiki Barber and the announcer? Was that the three-man booth? I'm not a three-man booth guy.
Yeah.
They step over each other. They talk over you. I don't like that. You know, the best announcing team I've heard in the last year were those guys that called the Cats games.
They did a really good job.
I mean, that handsome – didn't step on each other, gave each other time and space. Those guys, kind of the blueprint of how things should be going forward about how you call games.
Yeah.
Those guys were that good.
I agree. All right, so here's what we got for CBS and their crew. I don't think anything's really – it's Nance and Romo, Ian Eagle, J.J. Watt, Evan Washburn, Kevin Harlan, Trent Green, Melanie Collins.
We'll go back. Who's doing Trent Green? I like Trent Green.
Kevin Harlan.
I like Trent Green's really, really good.
Andrew Catalan, Charles Davis, and Jason McCourty with AJ Ross.
I'm not a fan of that. Three-man.
Nope. Spiro Ditas and Adam Archuleta.
Should be inducted in the Titans Broadcasting Hall of Fame. They're on every game.
Beth Moens and Chris Lewis will also serve as play-by-play. Two-time Super Bowl champion Logan Ryan will also be in the booth for select games.
Boo.
Tom McCarthy and Ross Tucker will be there as well.
I will boo Logan Ryan any and every chance I get.
So that's CBS. So J.J. Watt moves to the booth. So who's the NFL today? James Brown will be with Bill Cowher, Nate Burleson, and Matt Ryan.
That's what they have?
Yeah.
I'd like Boomer. I
like Boomer,
Boomer
too.
Boomer Esiason was great on that show because he's so upset and pissed off at the world that he did great.
I'm okay with having – like, Howie Long's still fine. I think Bradshaw has kind of
– but he's funny and reads highlights because he can't read highlights anymore.
I know.
By the way, you'll watch your mouth on Howie Long.
I said I think he's fine.
He's the greatest defensive lineman
I think he's
of, all
fine.
Time, of all time.
He does fine. All right, for Fox, Kevin Burkhart, Brady, Aaron Andrews, Tom Rinaldi – Joe Davis, Greg Olsen, Pam Oliver, they're good. Mm-hmm. Kevin Kugler, Daryl Moose Johnston, speaking of the Cowboys, and Allison Williams, Kenny Albert, Jonathan Vilma, Megan Olivia, Chris Myers, Mark Schlereth, Jen Hale, Adam Amin, Mark Sanchez, Christina Pink.
It's okay. I like who's calling games with Schlereth?
Adam Amin, or no, with Schlereth, Chris Myers.
Yeah. Chris Myers harkens back to when, like, ESPN SportsCenter days was back then. So I don't mind that.
And then the NFL, the studio crew is Kurt Menefee, Terry Bradshaw, Howie Long, Michael Strahan, Gronk, and Jay Glazer.
Love Gronk.
He does a good job. And then also you have Carissa Thompson, Charles Woodson, Julian Edelman, Cowherd, and Cooper.
Ah, so who took Michael Vick's spot on that show? Cooper? Oh, he's already there.
I guess they didn't really replace him.
The best part last year is when they did the fake tight end in the NFL and they punked Gronk on that. Like, what do you think about Bill Smith? They're like, oh, Bill Smith's great. And they went to Gronk. He's like, yeah, he's great. He's got good hands. Needs to work on his blocking some more. And they're like, this guy doesn't exist. And they're almost howling.
Our friend Ricky asks, how do we feel about Nate Burleson? I like him. I actually think he's really good.
Here's why I like Nate Burleson. During the draft in 2019, he came to town, and he was at an event that I was at, signed every autograph, took every picture. They're trying to pull him away to go do events. Nate Burleson signed hundreds of autographs, smiled, wanted to be there. That's what you want from somebody.
Yeah.
Big Nate Burleson fan.
I like him. But I'm with you. Putting, you know, Sean McVay whenever he's done would be good.
He's just such an innovator in the offense. Mm-hmm. And I just think he's really good. I like to pick his mind. I think he's, after this year, I think he's like, yeah, I'm good.
I could see it. I could definitely see it. We'll come back with what day is it? Celebrity birthdays and... Do we have it? Do we have it? We do have the mashup coming back today. Chasing Big Joe here on this Wednesday, 102.5 The Game. Chasing Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Wednesday. Gino says on our text line, best three-man team was the old Monday Night Football back in the day. Dan Dierdorf, Al Michaels, and Frank Gifford. Did Joe like that three-man team?
Yeah, because he had personality. Don Meredith didn't give you know what you thought about him.
Well, I said Dan Dierdorf, not Meredith. I know he was on first, but.
Well, if you go back to Gifford, Cousell, and Don Meredith, they were great.
But the 90s, Al, Dan, Al, and Frank.
I like Dennis Miller. Everybody.
He was all right.
I think it was okay. It brought something needed. And look, it brought comic relief to the booth. I think it was needed at that time. I thought Dan Fouts was great. Al Michaels was fine. But the three-man booth is okay because those guys were good. I just don't think McCourty and those guys are great. They're okay. These other guys were legends.
So I will say this. Joey from Gallatin brought this up, and I'll say the same thing. There is one thing that I'm looking forward to Saturday, and I'm going to make it a point to make sure I listen to hear our friend Mike Keith call the Vols for the first time. I think will be really cool.
Who's living a better life right now than Mike Keith? I mean, honestly.
Oh, yeah. He's – well, you know who he's just been interviewing on his show on YouTube? Your favorite.
Oh, man. Really? Yep. Got Peyton on there?
Yep. Peyton's there.
Good for him. We love Mike. I wish we had Mike, and I understand why he's not on with us. I understand all that. Just a damn good dude. We've known him for years and years and years. Proud of him, and – for those who say he should have taken that job, I completely disagree with you. He went home, man.
He went home.
And that's awesome.
5956 was asking what we thought about Charles Davis. I think Charles Davis is fine.
Can't stand him.
Really?
Everybody's a Hall of Famer. Watch this guy. He's a Hall of Famer guy. He's going to be really good. No, I'm not a fan. It's okay. I don't like them calling games.
That's fine.
Now, I like the Charles Davis that went to McGavick and played basketball at Vanderbilt. That Charles Davis is much better.
Okay, well, there you go.
Thank you.
Joe speaks his feelings. With that, let's get to what day is it and celebrity birthdays. It's brought to you by Jarrett Companies, Inc. Jarrett Fire Division covers all of your business's fire safety needs. Go to JarrettFire.com, above and beyond industry standards.
All right, first list, we have the Duchess Who Wasn't Day. It is a Irish writer who apparently, I guess, categorize herself as an anonymous writer, and then she said she's the Duchess, so I don't know.
You just made that up.
No, I just clicked on the name, and that's what popped up as the – it was like a long paragraph, so I just summarized it in like two sentences.
Thank you,
five.
AI.
You're welcome. Just Because Day, that's simply what I just said there, Just Because. Kiss Me Day is today. National.
Please don't.
I'm good. I'll pass. National Banana Lovers Day, so if you enjoy bananas, go eat some potassium. National Petroleum Day is today. National Pots to Cream Day is today, so if you like pots to cream.
I thought that was going in a different direction.
No, I'm pretty sure you can add some sliced banana to that, pots to cream.
Okay.
Willing to Lend a Hand Wednesday, so willing to lend a hand there. World Rock, Paper, Scissors Day is today. If you enjoy rock, paper, scissors, go with those kindergartners that were playing it in the backyard.
Always go with paper first. I'm telling you, always go with pick because people want to be powerful and go rock. I'm telling you, I've researched this. Why not scissors? Paper covers rock, Goofy.
Scissors cut paper.
No, people go with rock first.
I go with scissors. That's what I'm saying.
I'm telling you, follow me in this. People go with rock. They want to be tough. I cover it with the paper. Trust, next time you play your little game with your friends. So you know what? Joe was right about that. Is that all you got?
That's all I got. Yep. Thank Continue. Goodness.
All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Got to get these within 2 years. Our first birthday from Breaking Bad, Aaron Paul, Jesse. How old is Jesse from Breaking Bad?
58.
59.
47. All right, on down here for other people we've never heard of on this list. No idea who that is. All right, actress Tuesday Weld. Very famous actress, Tuesday Weld.
75.
84.
82, Dr. Crane on the board. One of the best guitar players of all time, Alex Lifeson of Rush. How old is Alex Lifeson of Rush?
74.
73.
72, Dr. Crane hitting singles up
2-0. Damn you and your Price is Right.
Gospel singer Yolanda Adams. Yolanda Adams.
73.
63. 64. Hmm. Did you practice today already?
No, they were saying 50s back here. I'm like, no, it's 64.
Hey, right. There will be no helping back there.
Zero.
None of that.
Country singer Colt Ford.
37.
38.
56. Bass player Tony Kanaal of No Doubt.
54.
58.
55. Chasers on the board. 3-1. Rapper Mace. Not D Mace, but Rapper Mace.
Does Mace have a second career I didn't know about? 52.
55.
50. Now 3-2. Bossman's back in here. Singer Mario. That's a Mario.
42.
45.
39. Downtown Julie Brown, MTV VJ.
67.
73.
62. All right, we only got three sports birthdays. Here we go. Bernard Langer.
Golfer?
Yeah, Langer, Longer, I don't know. Langer.
74.
73.
68. Bernard Langer, there we go. The Fridge's brother, Michael Dean Perry.
61.
63.
60. Holy cow, we're tied at 3 in our last birthday. Hall of Famer, former Indian slugger, Jim Tomey.
Ooh, that's a good one. 55.
57.
Oh, at the buzzer, boss man. 55. Jim Tomey, 55.
Rallies back.
Wins 5-3. Well done.
All right. Real quick, here is our mashup from today. And a good Wednesday, everybody. Welcome in, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. He's Big Joe Dubin. I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier back today behind the glass. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Patriot Pat.
Bring him back. Yeah. Pat Patriot's one of How many logos do two things for you? First of all, Pat Patriot's going to defend your freedom. He's going to defend your freedom, your right to do whatever. Secondly, he's going to drive block your ass about 40 yards down the field. We're the logo. And professional sports is going to do both of those things for you. Not many. You know what makes those interviews fun is when they're engaged.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, we had Ice Cube on, engaged. Had Bill Burr on, couldn't have cared less. You know, not at all.
Well, look, I think that's why we need to get Travis Kelce or Taylor Swift on because they're now engaged. So
yeah.
That would be good.
Oh, my God.
You walk right into it.
I mean, this new writer you've hired, Chase, I'm not sure I like this guy or not. I don't know what's going on there. Hold on, Dr. Crane, you ever karaoke?
Once or twice. I've been known to, sing a little bit.
You should get out with the karaoke king here, one Chase McCabe, and sing one night.
Really?
Lately, it's been Don't Rock the Jukebox by Mr. Jackson or Pickup Man by Joe Diffie.
meow, meow. I like that. Maybe our good friend Alan Jackson might be listening today. It's like, attaboy, Trace. Get for him singing the songs.
I sing Chattahoochee like a month or so.
Hey! Their first game is against the Broncos. Bring back that D on the helmet.
That's what she said?
Pause. I'm telling you, man, that D is awesome. It is awesome. I mean, I love
the D's
that.
Awesome, huh?
Yep, it sure awesome. Is. Big time. Go back to that. We don't want to see the Bronco horse.
That's Urban Meyer.
Thanks, Urban.
Mark Schlereth says, this may be the single worst analogy in the history of football. He then says, I clogged the toilet at the Broncos facility in 1996, and that dump in the toilet lasted longer than in the NFL than Urban Meyer.
Oh, yes.
That is awesome. Very good. Thank you. That was a good one. That is going to do it for us. Andrew, I'm sorry that, you know, for 3 minutes we decided to have a little fun and not talk about the practice squad. So there you go.
Man.
He's going to let us know every day that he doesn't
like this.
That's fine. We can talk about the same stuff over and 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 over again, or we can have fun. So that's what we're going to do.
Absolutely.
But thanks for listening.
Thank you, Andrew, for listening. Hey, as we leave our show every day, to our guys out there, we talk all the time. If you're struggling, please reach out and talk to somebody. Know our world's a better place because you are here. We go through some bumpy roads, some bad things here and there. But remember, every storm runs out of rain, and we need you here. We need you here. Just go to thegamenashville.com. Click on the Chase and Big Joe Show. Find the drop down for Unity Psychiatric Care. Help is around the corner for you. As we tell you all the time, we love you. More importantly, more than anything else in this world, God loves you.
Amen to that. Peace, love, rock and roll. DVD is coming up next, and they will run through who all the Titans signed today. It's Chase and Big Joe back at it tomorrow at noon, 102.5 The Game.